Ella, but what you could do is shalosh b'tehadas. If three of the yisiyos fit inside the column, ushtayim chutzadas, and then two yisiyos could be written outside the column, that would still be kosher. Now, what's going to be nizdam nolay teva bas shtay yisiyos? Let's say missing, you have to write yet one more word that only has two words to it. El is lo yizaker leben adasim. You should not write this whole word in between the columns, in between that parchment. It's not nice. And rather, this word, start over on the top next column, on the top line, start with that ice. The other one says that Hilchos, if you made mistakes with Hashem's name, he's left it out. That Hatoyeh B'Shem, that if somebody made a mistake, that he wrote another word, and he forgot to put in Hashem's name there. Hashem's name belongs there. It says, Vayidaber El Moshe. He forgot to left out the word Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe. So what can we do now? Satoyeh B'Shem, the locher is, Gururus Masha Kosov, erase what you wrote El Moshe, Vitoilus Masha Gurur, and write in that space Hashem's name, and Vayidaber Hashem, I have to write El Moshe, that you could do hanging. Vitoilum, let it be hanging on top. Vitoila, Rashi says, Magia Ben Ashitin, in between the lines, you could put in that word in El Moshe. That you could put there. But Mashma, not Hashem's name. The Kosev of Hashem, Al-Mokum Agrar, and you could write Hashem's name on the place where you erased the first word. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda, that you should put Hashem's name in the Mokum Hamagar, and not to be told between the lines. Rabbi Yehuda Yomer, Alf Telunas Hashem, no, if you left out Hashem's name, you could write it in there, in between the lines. Rabbi Yitzchak Yomer, Alf Moshek Mekosev, that another way to is if you wrote by Yadaber El Moshe, you left out Hashem's name, erase when the ink is still wet, you could erase it and write in Hashem's name there, and then put El Moshe again in between the lines. But you could write Hashem's name even on the Makam HaMachak that was erased. There's Shimon Shizuri Yomer Kol Hashem Kula Toilet. If you have no Hashem's name left out, you could put it in between the lines. Miktsasei and Toilet, if you wrote Yud Kei and you only left with the Vav Kei, half of the name, that you should not put in between the lines. That's not nice. But the whole Hashem's name could be done, could be put in between the lines. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, why Rabbi Shimon ben Meir? Ein kois v'nes Hashem lo yamokam ha-gerar of lo yamokam ha-mechak. No, he holds no. If you left out Hashem's name, you cannot erase the name by scratching it off. Or you can't do it by erasing it. And also the antinomy, so you can't even hang, put Hashem's name in between the lines. If so, what can you do? Where do you put Hashem's name? The answer is an economic case. What do you have to do? Misalik, you have to take out this whole piece of parchment here. You can't use it. V'goinza, and put it in, bury it, and write a new piece of parchment with Hashem's name in it. But there's no way to rewrite Hashem's name on a makam that was erased or scratched out. If we were done like this, Rav Chanan Lama Rav Halacha Vat Halacha Tumen Es Hashem. Yes, you are allowed to hang, put Hashem's name in between the lines. Rabbi Bavachon Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shmuel, Halacha Vat Halacha, Moichek V'Kosev, you could even erase or scratch out another word and put Hashem's name on the mokum of erasing or the mokum that was scratched out. So the Gemara is so V'Leim, why don't you say clearly, V'Leim, Amar Halacha Kamar, Amar Halacha Kamar, say clearly what you hold like. I guess the Machlokes here, each one's holding like one Shita, why don't you say clearly who you hold like? The Gemara says no, Mishum Diyatchulu, changed around, we're not sure exactly who said what. Now, Omar Rovin, Barachinuno, Omar Ulo, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Aloch, what's the Aloch of Kev Shimon, Kev Shimon Shizuri? We pass to like Kev Shimon Shizuri, that Kev Shimon Shizuri says over here, Kol Hashem Kule Tolin, that you ladder stick in Hashem's name, the whole Hashem's name, in between the lines, but not mixed. So he said, we passed like a Shimon Shizuri. And he also said, not only this, wherever we have his halacha, we always pass like him. So when it says, ahai, in which case he has to tell me that we pass like a Shimon Shizuri? Which is the case that he said over halacha, that you're telling me that we pass like that? Then where do we learn what the Chanina says? Chanina says, halacha Shimon Shizuri. Ilay maho on this halacha. If Shimon Shizuri, Yehimeh Kol Hashem, Kulu Telo Mitzvah Sein Telo, this halacha, I've written my law, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, Allah can tell him, it's Hashem. So you see that Rav Chananel is the one that says he'll be passed like Hashem and Shazuri. So Rashi says that Rav Chanina also meant to say that on this halacha, his name should have been mentioned here also. It should have said, Amar Rav Chanina, Amar Rav Chananel. Since they don't mention Rav Chanina's name, it's mashed when Rav Chanina said that he passed like Hashem and Shazuri, he's not going on this case. So on which halacha of Hashem and Shazuri was he going on? Says, and here it says, it ends off again, it says here, V'yitzchak Malo, Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, Alokha Ketom Lef Hashem, Rabba Bar Barachon, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Alokha, Merchav Kaisif. Now, the Yim Yisiv, is it true that Rav Chananel said his din on this case also, is so, Honami Leima, it should have said his name here also. The din that doesn't say his name, the Masha B'chanimu did not say it on this case. Ella, which case did he say it? I'll tell you about on this Alokha. Rav Shimon Shazuri Yemel, Afilu ben chomei shonim, even if you have an animal, that this cow that's 5 years old now, the chorish b'sod, that's why it's plowing in the field, shchita simi matarosei, if it was a ben pakua, when it was in his mother's stomach, they made a shchita on the mother, and then the baby came out, so the baby's muta b'achila without a shchita, even though the baby's 5 years old now, he can eat it without a shchita. That's his halacha. So maybe Rav Chanina said his din on this halacha. So Moshe says, no, again, it's my law, Ziri, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Halakha Hashem Shazuri. That Ziri said this over. That it says here, Itma Lo, Omer Rabbi Ziri, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Halakha Hashem Shazuri. The Yemisa is the truth that he said it over here, saying, Honami Leima, also should have been Rabbi Zeri that said it over. How come he left out Rabbi Zeri before? So, Mashma, this is not the case where Chanina said, he's Halakha. Ela Rada Ho, and it's Halakha. There's a little Loch in the Morgidin that, Rishon, the beginning, they used to say, Rishon, no Yoimim. Hayotza b'kol, someone is going out to be killed by the government. The yom, and the person says, kisvu gadlishti, he tells to wait and write against my wife. Even though he did not tell them to give it to his wife, hare'elu yichtabu v'yitna, they have a right to write up and give it. Because it's a non-sadi, he meant to say give it. Chozulayim, then they said another chiddush. Af ha'mafosh v'yitza b'shiur, someone is going away in a caravan, going out of town, and he leaves word, tells to wait and write against my wife. Even though he didn't say give it, we say he also meant to say give it. Even a person is very sick and right now in his dying bed, like he tells somebody, write a gift for my wife, even though he didn't say give it, also he meant to say as if he said give it. So maybe this is the case where Rabbi Chanina said Halach is Rabbi Shimon, and not only here but all over the places also. He now may also find another case. Aho, it says Trumas Maisa Shel Demai Shechozal M'Kaymai. But the other, what happened, you bought Paris for Orphan Amorites. So with Rabbanan, you have to take off Shumas Maisa. Now the Jew, the Chavir, now took off Shumas Maisa, and by mistake it fell back in to the rest of it. So it got mixed up now. So what can we do now? So if Shimon Shazuri Yomer, ask the Chavir, even the weekday could be Mako, that Shoyle, he could ask the Yamoritz if he took off Shumas Maisa. And if he said he did the Yomer, he could right, he did, because we're relying on him. Even though Lechatchila the Rabbanan said you have to take off Shumas Maisa, but in case here was like a B'di'evit, where it got mixed up with what you took off, fell back into the chula now, and it makes those things us if you did it, here it could be Mekol, Tehasi Yamoros, this is Halacha. So it could be maybe on these Halachas Rabbi Chanina said it. So Mara says, no, V'yit Mola, we learned on this, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Gashim and Shazur, Rabbi Mesukin, Rabbi Trumas Maisa Shaddamai. Rabbi Yechanan said this Halacha. The Anisa of the Shudah, Rabbi Chanina also said it over here, Hunami Lema, he should have said Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Rabbi Chanina. She just said his name more here also. Says Masha B'chanina did not say he's a loch of Shimon Shazuri on this case. Ella may be on this loch of him. Ella ho, Rabbi Yosef they keep Rami Mishra Shimon Shazuri. Pul ha-mitzri, the type of a bean. Pul ha-mitzri, the type of a kidney, as Rashi says. Shezo al zera, a person planted it, amanas to use the seed, the zera. He planted it to have seeds from it. So mitzvah, the history of the Rosh Hashanah. Part of it, rooted, got roots before Shoshana, of the past year. Oh, Mitzvah Siachan, here's where it got first roots, here's Rosh Hashanah. So this is Ain Tormin Mizel Zeh, you can't take off Shuma one from the other. Because the Klal is the three, Shein Tormin, Umaisrin, Leumin Achodesh Ala Yoshin, Leumin Ayoshin Ala Chodesh. You can't take off from one set of Shuma for the other one. Kate said, Yasa, what's the Yasa, what should you do in this case? Where it grew together, so Tzoyver, gather all of it together, Grun L'Teichai, but this tells the Maisa in Achodesh Shabbai, Achodesh Shabbai, when a Yoshin Shabbai, Yoshin Shabbai, that take off now one measurement of Truma, And since it's all mixed together, you have right to say, like, Yesh Breira, 50% of it was old, and 50% of it was new. So that's the way you'd be Yoytia for us, the Trumu Monashach. So maybe this is the case where you say, Loch Hashem Shazuri. The verse says again, no, Hit Malo, Rav Shmuel, Banachemin, Rav Yechanan, Loch Hashem Shazuri. The Yemisa, who Nami Lema, how come we don't have the Chanina's name here? Since his name is not amongst them, Mashmi, the Yeah, we're holding in the bottom of the Gemara Daf Lamed on the days, almost Daf Lamed Aleph. Again, less shall the words that Rav Chanina said over Halachas Kev Shimon Shizuri, and he said over the statement below Yerda Lekomach Mishon Rav Shimon Shizuri. Halacha Kumai Say, wherever he says that we pass him like him. So now the shall the words on which Halacha Rav Shimon Shizuri did Rav Chanina said this Halacha. So Mara says now that Elo Radaho, around the 6 lines, 7 lines up, Eloho, Rav Yosi Ben Kipa Raimer. Mishum Rav Shimon Shazuri. It says over the name of Rav Shimon Shazuri that Pul HaMitzri, if you have this bean, Pul HaMitzri, Shazor LeZera, you planted it, not Amanas, use it as a year to eat the vegetable, because then the Maises goes Bosel Shas LeKita, when you pull it off, but rather you planted Amanas LeZera, you planted to use the seed of it. So then you go Bosel HaShrosho, when it starts to root, that's the year of Maisa. The loch is what's going to be Mitzosa Hishas of Nei Rosh Hashanah or Mitzosa Yach Rosh Hashanah. When you planted all these seeds together right before Rosh Hashanah, some of them was Nishras before Rosh Hashanah, so considered as Maestras from the last year, and some of them, half of them, was Nishras after Rosh Hashanah. And then you have to take a Trumas Maestras from the next year's crop. So loch is Ein Tormim Mizel Zeh. You can't take a Truma from one on the other, because the Klal is you can't take off trumas from last year's crop to part of this year's crop. This year's aliyoshin from last year's. You can't take off from last year's crop to part of this year. So what should you do in such a case when you have all of these mixed together? Kate said, Yaseh, Sorvoy Gornel Toichoy. It means fill them all up together, put them all together in one big silent like. Rashi says it means kloy mar marvin yofa. Make a good trumas, mix them up very good over here, v'yitrim, and take off truma. Take off whatever it is, 1/10. Take off the truma here. Take off the truma semaisris. The truma, let's say, is 1/40th, 1/50th. Take off. The nimtza comes out turin o meisim min achodish sheboy al achodish sheboy o min hayoshen sheboy al hayoshen sheboy. This is Rav Shimon Shazuri's chiddush. Like you have right to be soimech that the amount of trum you're taking out now will be exactly proportioned to how much is mixed up from last year and this year's crop. And therefore, in this trum itself, how much is from last year, part of last year's tevel, and how much is from this year's, part of this year's tevel. So you could be samech on that. So maybe Rav Chanina said over the halacha on this memra of Rav Shimon Shazuri. So Mar says, no, that can't be, because Yitzim Allah learned on this halacha that Omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rav Yechanan, Halacha Hashem Shazuri, that they said over in this punt, we pass to the Hashem Shazuri. Now the question is if Rabbi Chanina said his memra on this halacha also, so again, v'yemisa, if he said it on this memra, v'yemisa, who nami leino, they should have said his name here also. How come his name is not mentioned here? Tell Mike, this is not the case where Rabbi Chanina said halacha was like the Hashem Shazuri. El Arad Omra Papa Papa says like this. Where is the memra of Rav Shimon? Ashida, a loch about a chest, like we'll soon see. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Ayayin, a memra about wine. So it's like this, Rav Papa says, yeah, now the Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph on top.